Hey, it's Matt Wilhelm here with Browns starting running back Isaiah Crowell. And Crow, up in Cincinnati, 5 yards short of that 100-yard mark. But the early success, talk about that 14-yard run to get the game going and what that early success means for you and this offensive line.
I just feel like it gives us confidence, you know, just getting the rhythm and just, you know, setting the start of the running game. You know, you always need the running game. And I feel like, you know, that opens up a lot of other areas.
And how does a successful running game help the young quarterback DeShone Kizer and his ability to throw the football down the field?
I feel like it helps him a lot, you know, just, you know, being able to make good decisions, you know, knowing that the running game is always there. Because, you know, when you're a young quarterback, you know, you need a good running game and, you know, for it to take a lot of pressure off of you.
And the play we're going to dive into is the 24-yard run in the third quarter. Looks like it's an outside G play, you know, to try to capture the edge. But it didn't come easy because you had some penetration, had to shrug a couple guys off before you even burst out into the defensive backfield.
Right, yeah. You know, I think someone was chasing me from behind. I had to, like, kind of get away from him. But I made it happen. My offensive line, they were doing great yesterday. And I feel like, you know, once we establish the run game, I feel like we'll be kind of hard to stop.
And what's the morale like? Because you guys went to London, had a hard-fought game with the Minnesota Vikings, the Lions game. Obviously, you took the Jags to the wire. And, of course, another division opponent in the Cincinnati Bengals. You give them their best effort. What's it going to take to get over the hump and get that first W?
I feel like it's just minimizing the mistakes and everyone just playing together. Not having so many turnovers, you know, different things like that. And just, just scheming up well. That's how I feel.
Last 2 weeks, Corey Coleman obviously leads the team in targets, leads the team in receiving yards. But this week against the Chargers, you're going to get Josh Gordon back.
Right.
What's it like having him out on the practice field, and what's it like potentially have that player that he can be in this league back on the field for DeShone Kizer in this offense?
I feel like it's going to help all of us. It's going to help everybody on the field just because he's a playmaker. He's a monster out there on the field. I just feel like, you know, he's going to be great. I can't wait to see him play.
Well, Crow, again, another tough loss against the Bengals, but another opportunity against the Los Angeles Chargers. Good luck to you in this offense.
Thank you.